Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Federal Reserve Program starring Dan Grubb. Friends, do you find your economy inconveniently inflating and deflating? Do you suffer from widespread financial panic? And what about liquidity? Sounds like you should try the Federal Reserve. Only the Federal Reserve can regulate your interest on a mass scale in order to maintain your stability and achieve maximum employment. And you'll love the Federal Reserve's fresh lemon scent. Strengthen your home's banking system today with the Federal Reserve. And now, tonight's episode, the greatest comic book crossover event of all, or
Secret Cosmic Crisis Wars Across Multiple Universes. My name is Arnold Arman, and I'm a superhero. But nobody knows that. To the public, I'm just a simple executive at an ultra-modern tech company. I was in my office's ball pit one day, finishing my Samoan-Latvian fusion lunch and disposing of the compostable single-use wok, when the director of accounting came in.
Excuse me, sir. There's a few irregularities with our reports.
Oh? Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, some of these items in your recent expenses raised an eyebrow or two. Let's see. Drones with motion-detecting laser grids. Augmented reality glasses that display people's biostats and recent financial transactions. No. Urban rappelling equipment. No. Ah, here it is. A tie rack. Why would a tech executive wear ties when there's a strictly enforced casual dress code? This is a socks with sandals office, sir, so I'm afraid we'll have to deny this tie rack expense.
Oh, phew. Okay, sure, that makes sense. I'll take care of it.
And there's also a cape, a domino mask, and some studded leather straps.
Oh. Were those on the corporate card?
I looked into the straps, sir, and they come from supergear.biz.
Well, that's...
The product description says they're for adding random textural flourishes to your chest, waist, or bare thighs. Sir, are you a superhero?
What? Me? No. Come on. Yes, I'm super. I'm super, and there's nothing wrong with that. The world's become much more accepting of my lifestyle.
I knew it! Your name's alliterative, so you gotta be a super.
What do you mean alliterative?
You know, like Clark Kenner and Peter Parson and Lois Lewis and J. Jonah Johansson. Which one are you? The Dark Dynamo? Fancy Pants? The Worm?
Narwhal Man.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. Oh, it also explains the eyeshadow.
What eyeshadow?
At the last quarterly budget meeting, you looked at your phone and excused yourself to the bathroom. 20 minutes later, you came back with black makeup around your eyes.
Blast. Was I really that sloppy?
And I bet this is why your girlfriends keep getting killed.
Huh. Yeah, I guess they do. Never really noticed the pattern. Well, I shouldn't date anyway, because... Well, never mind.
What? Because what?
because I'm married to Justice.
Oh, sure.
Hang on. There's some breaking news on TV.
We interrupt Name That Mollusk to bring you this press conference from Governor Blackwell, already in progress. Pleased to announce a partnership between the Governor's Association and Scott Brand. It's called Building a Better Tomorrow. Brand Tech and the Governor's will work together to not only rebuild the cities that have been devastated by the recent flood of superheroes and the accompanying rise of supervillains, but also build them to be stronger and safer. But hey, y'all didn't come here to listen to some politician, did you? Let's get the man on out here himself. Come on up, Scott.
Good morning. I said good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. As Governor Blackwell said, Brand Tech and the Governor's Association are working together to rebuild these cities. We're working with leading designers like Marshall McLeod to make them more flexible so they can absorb the shock of, say, a 400-pound alien bounty hunter being thrown into them. We're also setting up outreach programs to get the public involved. There's a lot of distrust in these superheroes and vigilantes, and we want to hold town hall meetings and talk to the public to see what they can do for you to earn your trust. Finally, we're working with the federal government to see if these superheroes, and I do believe they're heroes, can partner with authorities without surrendering to them. I applaud the efforts of Aegis and the supers they have recruited to fight terror, but they can do more as partners than as agents. All of the details we're ready to make public are in the packets you received earlier. So thanks for coming out, everybody. Stay wonderful.
Mr. Brand, any comment on the rumors that you're the steel flying squirrel?
That was industrialist Scott Brand announcing the Building a Better Tomorrow program. We'll return to the rich and the rascally momentarily, but first, we have a development downtown. We go now live to Sophie Stevens with that story.
Thanks, Chase. I'm here on the 1200 block of 4th Street near a 14-foot steel girder that fell almost 600 feet, leaving an enormous hole in the pavement. Luckily, no one was injured, but traffic is not moving and everyone is pretty shaken up. The girder was being removed from the dome that Dr. Death placed over the city 4 years ago. That demolition project is expected to wrap up sometime next summer. In the meantime, try to stay out of the financial district to avoid that bottleneck. Chase?
Thanks, Sophie. We now return to...
Yo, Narwhal Man, huh?
It wasn't my first choice. I started out as Unicorn Man, but apparently that name was taken, so I had to give it up. The horn was expensive, though, so I just, you know, reworked the costume.
Is anyone here a superhero?
No, not me, that's for sure. Why, what's up? Who are you?
I'm Panicky Man! There's an emergency alert for all area supers! There's a crossover starting!
A crossover?
This is my big chance! Yes, citizen! I'm a super! Great! Follow me!
All right! Quiet now! First off, thanks for coming, everybody! As you may have heard, there's a cosmic civil war approaching our quadrant of the galaxy, and the various intelligence organizations have authorized an international group of superheroes to fight on behalf of the Graufaxian Empire and the demigod Klor. I'm Steel Flying Squirrel, team captain for this law-abiding group. Do you want to introduce yourself, Kevin?
Hey everyone, I'm Mr. Mayan Calendar, and this crisis is so important that I've come out of retirement. I don't think the world's governments are being honest about Klor's plans to collapse the various versions of reality into one. I think it's up to us to keep the Megaverse's continuity messy and honest. I'll be team captain for the outlaw rebel group of freedom fighters.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, let's start choosing teams. And I'll ask everyone to please be patient, and we'll get through this as quickly as we can. Let's see. I'll take, the Void.
Yes.
and I'll take the humongous homunculus.
Oh boy, punching! 3 hours later,
let's see, I'll take before picture.
And I guess I'll take blobfish. All right, that's 2,000 principal teammates each. The rest of you can head on home. Thanks for coming out.
Excuse me, steel flying squirrel?
Yes, citizen.
I'm not a citizen. I'm a super.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
I was really hoping to join your team, sir.
I see. And what's your hero name?
Narwhal Man.
Well, I've heard worse. Do you have any powers besides the horn on your head?
I can talk to narwhals.
Wow, really?
I mean, I bet I can. I mean, how hard can it be?
Right. And are there any narwhals near Big City?
I'm not sure. Never really checked. I was going to be Unicorn Man, you see.
Oh, no. Gary's Unicorn Man. He's on the West Coast with the Connivers.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, narwhals.
Well, we're going to need some bullet catchers on the front line. So, sure, whatever. Welcome aboard.
Hooray!
Steel-flying squirrel, come quick!
Yes, Helium Woman?
Incoming message from Clark, sir! His adopted son, Omni-Mancer, is coming out of the coma! At any minute, he could bend reality to send all superheroes and arch-villains to the fictional comic book zone and erase all memories of us existing!
My God! We'd be reduced to disposable pulp garbage!
Hey, is it too late to cancel my Narwhal Man thing?
Here it comes! It's good to be home! Interdimensional travel really takes it out of you. Say, where is everybody? Guys? Hello? Guys?
This has been the Federal Reserve Program starring Dan Grubb! The Federal Reserve has been centralizing banks for over 100 years. Don't trust your household budget to one of those fly-by-night reserve systems. Your family deserves the peace of mind you get from an experienced reserve. So whether it's bills, groceries, or a little fun, trust your family's expenses to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, a family company.